This week, each day, courtesy of Hagen and Market Street Catering, we're giving away a turkey or ham dinner for eight with all the sides that come along with it.
The mashed potatoes, the gravies, the rolls, the pies.
Yeah, you got till the end of the year to use it. You can use it or donate it, give it to a friend, whatever you want to do. But what we're looking for is the weirdest place you put your vehicle, you crashed your vehicle. There's a guy who's got his pickup truck crashed into a tree off I-5. It went up into this tree.
Not into the trunk of the tree. We're talking the canopy of the tree.
Kind of flipped over the guardrail and wound up in this tree. And then we got a guy in Whidbey Island 911 who put his car into his neighbor's house. Greg crashed into a funeral home. I'm not sure.
And
how
he's
this...
here to tell us about it, amazingly enough.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, I am.
What were you driving, Greg, and how did this happen?
Well, years ago, I was driving a 66 Ford Galaxy 500, all customized. And unfortunately, later on that night, I ended up crashed into the railing and the stairs of our local funeral home. I went through the windshield, and it looked like a funny car because the front end was ripped right up and exposed the engine and everything.
You went through a windshield. I don't know if I've ever talked to somebody who went through a windshield. Now, when you say you went through the windshield, you didn't go out the other end. Your head hit it, though, right?
Yes, that's true. I had a big crack on the skull, and the windshield was all smashed up, and the car was a complete write-off. But what a place to have an accident.
And you were delivered there. Do you think it was divine intervention, Greg?
Yes, I believed in the Lord.
All right, Greg. Were you drinking that night, or just you weren't paying attention?
No, I was higher than a kite. I didn't feel anything.
Okay. All right, Greg. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Greg.
Still riding that high. Brad and John at KISM.com. What do you have, Brad?
That's the email address, and this one comes in. It's up north of the border as well, and they say they took their Willie down to where the Capilano River empties into the Vancouver Harbor. And in the summer, when the river is low, they say it's maybe only 2.5, 3 feet deep there. And so they're taking the Jeep across the river, and they're spitting up some rocks and chewing through it, the riverbed. And they got the truck, got the Jeep thing stuck. He said, by the time we got back down there to try and tow it out, the tide had come back in, and all you could see was the bikini top roof and the rear antenna sticking out of the water. We had to wait for the tide to go back down before we could tow it out of there. I think there's still some pictures on the North Shore newspaper website of it if I don't have some on my phone.
You make the newspapers. That's a pretty bad wreck. All right, we got a funeral home. We got the river. What do you got? Brad and John at KISM.com. Include your name and phone number at 360-733-5476. Terry is on with us. And Terry, this happened apparently just a couple of months ago when Terry was working at the O'Reilly's. A dog drove a car into her store.
Oh, stepped on the
shift. What happened there, Terry?
Well, I was working at O'Reilly's. I actually wasn't there that day, but a guy pulled in his truck, and he left his dog in the truck, and he left the truck running, and he came into O'Reilly's, and the dog got all rambunctious and jumped around inside the rig and knocked it into gear. And it came through the front window of the O'Reilly's. Then the guy went out to the truck, opened the door. The dog took off out of the car. And then he jumped in the truck and took off. Of course, he had no driver's license and no insurance.
The dog had a better driving record than he did.
Yeah, evidently. So anyway, while the police were there doing their report and stuff, the dog came back. So the police took the dog, and Benjamin, the assistant manager there, still has pictures of the dog in the police car, and he just looked so happy as he was driving away in that cop car.
He got paw printed.
It's a lot more fun in the passenger seat than in the driver's seat, as he found
out. The dog actually did end up with a better home out of the whole deal, so we were all kind of a little happy about that.
You should have kept him at O'Reilly's and make him the store mascot there at O'Reilly's.
That would have been fun.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for sharing that with us. We'll keep you in the drawing for the turkey or ham dinner from Market Street Catering in Hagen.
Sean, to Brad and John at KISM.com, one of my buddies drove through a big warehouse and out the loading dock, a 4-foot drop down, had to say that little Saturn was tough, a bit of frame damage, but he kept driving it for a while.
Really? Survived
funny
that
and stupid
thing
at the same time.
Brad and John at KISM.com.